Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I'm praying you through the scriptures verse by verse. Right now we're going through verses from the seven deadly friendships that have to do with some of those seven deadly friendships. One of them is con man Connor, and we've been going through many verses lately. So today's verse comes from John 2:16 in the HCSB, and it says this. It's Jesus talking. He says, he told those who were selling doves, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, so often when people look at the church, they look at it and see a hand open, waiting for a handout. And our reputation in the world has not been awesome sometimes. And so, Lord, I pray that you would reverse that. Through us, one by one, each person learning to be generous, each person giving and receiving, each person being a good steward of the things that you've given us. Lord, I just love that word, steward. It connotes taking care of what we've been given. And like lately, I've been looking outside and my window boxes on my home are full of dead plants and it's not very attractive. And I have not been the best steward of those plants. And so, Lord, as I go out and replant or put some seeds in the ground again or in the window boxes, remind me that that I am a steward of all that you have given me. And I pray that for my friend today, that you would remind them that that they are stewards. And we also pray for our churches. Our churches are stewards of the resources they have received. And Lord, may it be that those resources go throughout the entire world to help plant new churches, to take care of the needs of those around. I'm reminded of a guy in my life group who does something called the Bucket Ministry, and they've created these amazing water filters that fit inside of a normal plastic bucket so that people can have clean drinking water so very easily. And that's such a beautiful, creative solution to a difficult problem that's all over the world. So Lord, I pray for resources for the Bucket Ministry. I pray for resources to go into ministries that help with trafficked victims. I pray for resources to flood into disaster relief, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires. Lord, you must look down on this world and weep at all of the devastation in our broken world. And so, Lord, I pray that the resources would go out, that the church would be seen as a place, not as a marketplace, but as a place to disseminate your blessings to a world in desperate need of it. Lord, we pray for the reputation of the church, both in North America and around the world, that we would be seen as people of God who love others and who open our hands to the poor. Lord, thank you that, thank you for Jesus and this example. I'm so grateful that he was willing to go into the temple and say hard things. And so many times you've given all of us a prophetic voice to speak to the church, just as Jesus did. And sometimes it doesn't look very loving, but this was actually a loving act of Jesus when he was turning over those tables, because he had such zeal for his house. He had such love for the church that he was willing to correct it. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us hearts, humble hearts, not the kind of heart that just wants to be right and everyone else is wrong and we like pointing out problems, but Lord, a humble heart that looks to ourselves first to see what we have done wrong in order to bring kind correction to those entities within the church, or maybe ministries, or maybe leadership within the church who has not acted becomingly. So Lord, give us the guts that we need to say the hard things, but with kindness and compassion, to speak the truth in love. And Lord, thank you that we are the recipients of your love today. We can be fully and completely loved by you because you died on the cross. No greater love does anyone have than he lays his life down for his friends, and you laid your life down for us. That is the gospel. And not only that, but you took on all of our sins. And not only that, when you breathed your last, you were breathing forgiveness. And not only that, the grave could not hold you. Not only that, you lived again. Not only that, you sent your Holy Spirit as a gift to help us when we struggle. So we rejoice in you. We thank you for all you've done. And I pray this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. If you support at the $5 level, you will get one of my paintings. Now, I don't think I'm an awesome artist, but I sure do enjoy paintings that have to do with Jesus and the scripture that I've been reading to you every day and praying over you. So check that out and have an amazing day.